It's that time of year when many of us head out to corn mazes, pumpkin patches, or haunted houses. But some people want more. How about getting waterboarded, electrocuted, or even force-fed maggots? That's the world of extreme haunted houses. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie visited one in Tooele, Utah, and files this report.
I'm in Asylum 49's basement. It's actually an old hospital. Heavy metal is blasting from a loudspeaker. Everything is pitch black, except for a single flickering strobe light. High school senior Caden Myrick squirms as he's held down by a guy named Dr. Fear. Then a blood-soaked nurse zaps Myrick with a handheld shocker. It's low voltage, but listening to him scream, it's obviously not pain-free. Myrick is shivering, soaking wet. He signed a waiver and paid $100 to experience this so-called extreme haunt. And before he was shocked, Dr. Fear and a ghoulish punk named Spike poured water from a hose over his bagged head to simulate drowning. And yes, in case you're wondering, that's also known as waterboarding.
There you go.
He's also splattered with synthetic blood and chained up to a pipe. Now, Dr. Fear is throwing him into a small, dark room for solitary confinement. The door slams. And then Dr. Fear turns and stares at me. He's a massive guy with a white cataract eye peeking out from behind a blood-stained surgical mask.
How you doing?
Good.
Are you recording still?
Yeah, always recording.
What do you think? Think we're a little crazy?
That's just a little bit crazy, yeah.
You think I enjoy this?
I think you do enjoy it.
A little bit too much.
Maybe a little too much.
He just keeps staring. I don't like it. I mean, I get scared during PG-13 horror movies. But this is a full contact, fully immersive haunted house. It's for people like Caden Myrick, who paid to be tortured.
Why do you like this?
I don't know. It just makes me feel alive, you know? It's like, it's hard for something to cause genuine fear within me, and this does. And I just enjoy that feeling. I don't know why.
Myrick isn't alone. According to an industry website, at least 15 haunted houses across the country have begun hosting extreme nights. Asylum 49 sells a limited number of 30 tickets to these special events a couple of times every year. But founder Kim Anderson says demand is increasing because for some, traditional haunted houses just aren't cutting it.
People are like, oh, that's not enough for me. And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you want? Well, we want to be tortured. And at first I just took that as a, you're crazy. But every time we sell out.
Anderson stresses that his extreme haunts are frightening but safe. They have 40 security cameras stationed in and around the building. Two police officers are outside, and if things get too intense, guests can tap out. I even watched Anderson test an electric shocker on himself before it was used on a visitor. He says fear isn't necessarily physical, it's mostly in the mind.
Your brain will see what it wants to see and believe what it wants to believe. And I hate to say this, it's probably not as bad as you imagine.
I'm not convinced of that, at least for me. Still, for the folks who love extreme haunted houses, it's a rush.
Quite simply, chasing fear is like a drug.
That's psychologist and fear researcher Anu Asnani. She says people react to horror on a spectrum. On one end, there are folks who avoid it at all costs. That would be me. But on the other end, there are folks who run towards it. And for them, the scares are a kind of high.
When you get that feeling, I like that my heart is pounding. I like that I don't know what's going to happen, right? I like that feeling because it's so different than how I feel on a daily basis. But now I need more and more and more to get me to that feeling.
And that's where extreme haunts like Asylum 49 come in.
Oh, look who's here.
People pay money to be tortured by the likes of Dr. Fear and his sidekick, Spike.
Would you go through what he went through?
No, of course I wouldn't do this. I much prefer to torture them.
What about you, Dr. Fear? Would you do it?
I live it every day, boy. This is enjoyment.
And now it's time for me to get the heck out of here. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.